Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment. Excuse me. Claims line. My name is Amron. I need to advise you that this. I'm sorry. If this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes, how may I help you today?
Reopen my claim.
You're calling to open up a new claim?
Yeah, reopen claim.
What's that social security number? 13590 5755.
Yeah. What's that first and last name?
Natasha Soto. And your date of birth?
May 21st, 1990.
And your mother's maiden name?
Velasquez. Maria Velasquez.
Okay, I see here that you have an active claim. I see here that you have an active claim.
Somebody say I had to reopen because when I'm trying to answer that question, I can't say I do something wrong, and I can't answer. And then she say I need reopen.
Okay, let me check again. Give me 1 second. Let me place you on a brief hold, okay?
Okay. Back on.
The question that you were getting ready to answer, was it, were you filing a weekly certification?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. Okay, so we can go ahead and reopen that claim for you. It said that you had reported excessive earnings. You just reported more earnings than what you were receiving.
No, that's what I say. I know work just one day. I start Saturday at Walmart. Hello.
So, what are you saying, that you only worked one day at Walmart?
Yeah, and then I put something wrong because I do something wrong that in the questions.
Mm-hmm.
And then I call this number, and somebody say, "Yeah, you can do it everything because I do for you." But when I go again and answer that question, I can't. Because say I put like a more earring, more money in that
yes.
week.
You reported You reported an excessive amount of earnings.
Yeah, and I already explained, and he say it's everything good, so I can do my week, answer that question for that week. But I can when I call that number for claim, I can't do that.
And who did you talk to that said that everything was okay on your file? Do you remember?
It's a guy.
Okay,
but I don't know that name. So what happened now?
Give me one second. I'm trying to look a little bit deeper into it before we have to reopen, okay?
Okay. So what's up, BB?
Okay, so yes, ma'am, you would still have to reopen either way, because what I'm guessing is that you reported the earnings, but you reported more than that day that you worked at Walmart.
I report, huh?
The earnings.
But look, you say, because I'm starting Walmart.
The earnings that you reported on your file, you reported an excessive amount of earnings that you didn't earn.
That's because I'm calling because that's a mistake.
Yes, so we have to reopen because of that. We have to reopen your claim because of that.
But look, If you reopen the other week, it's not count. I don't work no more in the last job. Connor, I don't work the last job, so that's I can't claim that week. That week I don't work.
Yes, ma'am. So when you reported the earnings on there, you reported the earnings of that week, and you didn't earn that amount.
If you reopen, I lose I lose the money of that week.
I'm not sure exactly how that would work, ma'am. All I do is file the claims.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you go reopen.
Yes, ma'am, I'll reopen.
Okay.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
So I need... Huh?
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
I understand English. I understand. Why?
Okay. Do you consider yourself disabled?
Huh?
Do you consider yourself disabled?
Facebook.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Okay. Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
Say it again.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
High school.
Okay. And do you have an Alabama driver's license?
Yes.
What's that number?
121-713.
Okay. And would you like to receive your benefits direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or would you like the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card?
Do a deposit.
Is this going to be a checking or savings account?
Checking.
And what's that routing number?
Yes. 1 second, please. That is 084-106-768.
And that account number?
Yeah. 9-7-20-0-0-0-0. And then 0041.
Okay.
2435.
And what's that mailing address on file?
The address.
Your mailing address, yes, ma'am.
Email.
No, your mailing address, not your email.
Okay. It's 3611 Rice Mike Road. 85 Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 35406.
Okay. And what's your telephone number starting with the area code?
205-614-2278.
According to your driver's license, approximately how tall are you? 5 feet and 0 inches.
5'4".
5 feet and 4 inches. Okay. Based on your background, in what city is 2239 380th Prairie, Hill City, Pinson, Rogersville, Spanish Fort, or I've never been associated with any of these?
No, I don't know that.
Okay. Which of the following street addresses in Pleasantville have you ever lived at or been associated with? 102A Atlantic Avenue, 1115.
Yeah, 102 Atlantic Avenue,
okay,
in New Jersey.
¡Ah, está caliente! ¡Ah!
And has your phone number changed since the last time you filed?
Yes. Yeah, I changed my, yeah.
Okay. And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally able to work, mentally and physically able to work?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Sunday.
Since Sunday, yes. Have you been mentally
yesterday.
And physically able to work?
Yeah, I'm able to work.
Okay. And what was that job title that you were working?
In Walmart.
Okay.
What department?
Yeah, what was your job title at Walmart?
Apparel.
Okay.
You understand?
Yes, ma'am, I got you. It's okay.
Okay.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Huh?
Would you like 10% taken out of your check, your weekly benefit check? For okay. And do you remember your PIN number from the last time you filed?
396.
Okay. All right, we are coming to a close with your unemployment claim. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or you can log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
Okay.
And that's where you will update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you would like to file over the internet, that web address is www.labor.alabama.gov.
Okay.
And if you'd like to file over the phone, that telephone number is 1-800-752-7389.
Okay.
Your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. You must make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions could result in a loss of benefits. If you don't receive this booklet within the next 7 days or you have any questions for us, you can contact our inquiry department at 1-800-361-4524. All right, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any more questions for me?
I need call Sunday.
Yes, it's coming up Sunday.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.